You're listening to EPN.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Linda Pond, co-inventor, along with her daughter, of the Fab Light. She is also the author of her published book, Top Secrets of a Girl Entrepreneur, and speaks to entrepreneurs about her journey of inventing and taking a product to market. We have all had one of those earth-shattering epiphanies about the world's next best idea, but then what are you supposed to do with it? Linda shows them how. Linda, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you for having me, Eric.
You're welcome. So how did the idea of your invention come about?
Well, it was a fun night. It was an August, hot August night after a ladies' ball game. My ball team, we play fastball, and we're sitting around the team cooler enjoying a beverage, and my daughter said these now famous words. She said, "Oh, how come there's a light in a cooler? How come there's a light in a fridge, sorry, but there's no light in a cooler?" Which got us thinking, and after a little bit of research, we discovered that there really wasn't anything like it on the market. So we said, hey, let's be the first.
That is incredible. So what motivated you to take it to the next step?
Well, it was something that came out of the blue. Like, my company was not in the business of inventing and taking products to market, but this one kept coming up because every time I would talk about it, people would say, hey, that's a good idea. And over and over and over again, we were hearing that people were saying, well, hasn't that already been done before? And how come no one's done that before? And yeah, that's a good idea. You should still do that. So all of that to say that, we'd be crazy to ignore that kind of feedback. But the other large motivator was that it was my daughter who came up with the idea. So she is actually listed on the patent as one of the patent owners. So all of that to say, if we were successful with the Fab Light, then my daughter would be successful, and that's just fabulous.
You couldn't put a better storyline behind that. Now, obviously, we know when you've got that idea, you're getting the feedback. How did you find your first customer?
Well, and that's a good question, because in any kind of process like this, when you're talking about invention, if the customer doesn't come up at the very beginning, you may find yourself in trouble. So I just sat about thinking about, okay, a light in a cooler, who would be the biggest user of that? And I thought, well, camping. Camping and tailgate parties, that would be probably the biggest user of it. So I set about finding camping kind of folks. And I found a company in Winnipeg, Manitoba, in Canada that actually does distribution of camping accessories. So I just, you know, got on their website, sent an email, and said, I've got a really good idea, call me back. And so really, that's what they did. They called me back, we started the conversation, they loved the idea, and we went from there. We eventually ended up with a purchase order from this company for 50,000 Fab Lights in order for us to start the manufacturing, which was a required number. So it all worked out really well.
Sounds like such a fun adventure going through this process. Today we are joined by Linda Pond, co-inventor, along with her daughter, of the Fab Light. She is also the author of her published book, Top Secrets of a Girl Entrepreneur, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Where did the financing come from in all this?
Yeah, so Eric, if you know any other inventors, that's generally the biggest barrier, is how to get through the barrier of not having money to do such an adventure. Well, because of my business, I was putting together lots of different people in the city and around town, entrepreneurs, other inventors, other high-tech engineers who were looking to connect with other companies, and that allowed me to build quite a network of my own. Within that network were many companies who could add the pieces that I needed. I needed companies that would do the prototype. I needed companies that would help me with the patent. I needed companies that would help me with product development, with manufacturing. All of these pieces came from different companies that I was connected to. So it was a matter of just knocking on the door and saying, hey, Joe, it's Linda. Here's a good idea. How can you help and can you help? And for the most part, the companies thought that it was such a great idea and that they actually said, you know, Linda, I like you, so therefore I'm going to help you. And so what came about was agreements so that the work would be done without any money up front and that we signed a royalty agreement. So if ever this ever made it to sales and we're actually making money at it, we would split the spoils in a royalty basis. So that's what we did. So it actually turned out that at the end of the day, when we had the product on the market, we'd had no debt. It just meant that, you know, we were sharing the wealth with, you know, the people that believed in us from the beginning.
Well, what is on your wish list for the future?
For the future. Now, because we're successful with the FabLite in the camping world, the distributor that we're using has branded it the Cooler Light, inside coolers, but the FabLite can go in any other box. It can go into a toolbox, a tackle box, anything that has a hinged lid. What about an outdoor toilet? You lift the lid, the light comes on automatically. That's brilliant. So we figured that we would take the FabLite out of the cooler exclusively and put it into any other box. And so what I was thinking was the best way to do that was to introduce it to the promo product market. So we can use the FabLite as a way to brand other companies as well as provide very functional light. So that was my number one on my wish list, was to gain success in the promo product market. What I'd also like to do with the FabLite is secure international speaking gigs, because that was the whole point of it. I thought that if I could take this product to market, it would be the base for anything I could do to speak about, because speakers all need an expertise. And so my expertise is taking a product to market. There are many, many other inventors who are like me. They come up with a great idea but really don't know what to do with it. So in my speaking gigs, I help other entrepreneurs do those next steps. The other wishes I have are a little more personal. My ball team, which has been instrumental in getting this product to market in the first place, we are now called the Fabulasses, because we are sponsored by the FabLite. And so we sat around that lighted cooler one evening and said, what do we really want? And so my team said, I want to be on Ellen. So that's our next step. We want to get on Ellen. And once we start rolling in the dough, we are going to invite all the Fabulasses who have ever played on our ball team, and that goes back many decades, to a trip around the Greek island.
How nice is that? Beautiful. Now, in conclusion, in less than 60 seconds, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur that's desiring to start a business or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace just like you did?
Well, I think, and it's been said by your panelists in the past, never spend money on an invention unless you speak to a customer first. And from my experience, from the very beginning, the end users were who I was speaking to initially, who all said, what a great idea. Yes, I'd spend money on a product like that. Yes, I'd put it into my cooler, and I can't wait for it to be out there. But the bigger thing is to get, if you're going the distribution route, make sure you talk to a distributor way early in the process so that they can actually help you design the product according to their specifications, not according to what you think. So you're getting real value from having that connection with the distributor way up front.
She is Linda Pond, co-inventor, along with her daughter, of the FabLite, as well as the author of her published book, Top Secrets of a Girl Entrepreneur. Linda speaks to entrepreneurs about her journey of inventing and taking a product to the marketplace. And the website is lindaleepond.com. Linda, thanks so much for joining us and sharing this wonderful journey here on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, you're so welcome, Eric. Good luck to all the entrepreneurs out there.
Thank you so much. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Also, check us out on Facebook. Simply type in Entrepreneur Podcast Network, and you're right there. We certainly thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.